Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and we are here tonight to talk about the latest Big Brother Canada 11 episode slash scandalous reveal of walkers, cheaters, and intimidators, and clowns. With me to do so is Kevin Jacobs, the bad boy himself. Kevin, how you doing?
Let me take it off me and let me just shout out to JM and Rob for playing until the buzzer. Sometimes the game doesn't go your way, but those two fought till the last minute, and I respect that a lot.
There you go. Also with me tonight is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. I want to give people a little bit of trivia, okay? So a couple months ago, dubbed the world's worst McDonald's in Ottawa, Canada, was shut down. Earlier this year. So I want to give a shout out of my own. Shout out to McDonald's for letting their mascot play Big Brother Canada 11 and got evicted tonight. So, oh, sorry, not even evicted. Walked.
You're a clown. You heard I said.
All right.
Is that the raccoon?
Well, no, I did. The mascot's Ronald McDonald, of course. But that is not McDonald's with the raccoon. Yes.
Okay, I get it now. I thought there was that. Wasn't there the McDonald's with the raccoon in
That's
it?
That's the one. It's no longer with us. It's been shut down.
The raccoon?
The McDonald's, the raccoon's okay. Probably not around.
Okay, gotcha.
They shut down the raccoon. It was too dangerous.
That was an appropriate exchange for this podcast, I think. Also with us is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
Oh my gosh. So much better now that I understand what's going on. The raccoon is okay, thank God. What did we just watch? Oh my gosh. From like the lead up to the episode to the actual episode itself, I was on pins and needles for the whole thing. I cannot wait to get into everything with this panel.
Yes. Ooh. Arissa introduced this episode. This is the most dramatic episode in the most dramatic week in the history of the show. Who knew? All you needed to do to make that happen was cast a couple of children.
Oh, I thought the sock, but the children are also a very important component.
Once you get the children, reaction. Then it doesn't matter if it's a sock or a sweater. Either way, you're going to get a reaction.
That's good. That's good. That's smart.
Yeah.
Children and add a sock. That's all you need.
All right. Well, there's plenty to get into here with this week. You know, obviously the daily drops have been down because this sock scandal was too scandalous for the daily drops. I will say, just to get this out of the way,
we always want to be truthful and transparent on the show.
Is a joke. Just a joke of a statement. Like, they are, they have to be intentionally taunting us at this point. People that say,
we always want to be truthful and transparent on the show.
Don't intentionally hide footage of stuff like this. Don't preemptively hide footage of stuff like this. Why are we saying this on your episode? Just don't, so we don't have to talk about it, please.
I had a theory. What if they just didn't have enough editors to like edit this mess together? Like, they were like, we have to edit this episode. We just do not have time for the digital day. Fine. We'll just scrap the digital dailies. We got to focus on the episode. Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Try to be charitable here.
They missed it. They missed this sock. They missed this letter. Apparently everyone in the house knew, but them, they missed it because they don't have enough eyes on these feeds. I'm telling you.
This would not have been on Canadian feeds.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, even 100% Big Brother, right. US, I'm yeah. not sure that it would be on at all.
That's if why it's such a joke yeah. of a statement.
Yeah, even if we had full feeds, this week would have been cut easily. We would have seen none of it. Yeah.
Kevin, when you were bringing your socks into the game, did you recognize that there was a hole in their security? When they were looking through your clothing.
Let me preface this with I'm heated just in general. That was not an easy watch for me. So whatever we get tonight out of me, we're going to get. I said to get, I don't know. It's very hard to get anything into that house. It's very, very difficult. And I also wouldn't want to try to attempt that. I wasn't trying to break any kind. I wasn't trying to find any loopholes.
Okay, but Hope didn't sneak it in, right? Yeah. So, like, he didn't do it, technically.
It was planted on him by his girlfriend.
Planted, exactly. Entrapment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
she was trying to get him kicked out.
Yeah, she was like, come home. Yeah. I'm going to put something on you to get you sent home. Yeah, exactly. This is like next level.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, for as dramatic as this episode was, like the scandal itself was nothing. In fact, that was kind of the point, is that the scandal itself was nothing. So it was just very funny to me when they're like hyping this, like this scandalous thing, like what will happen to Hope? And it's like, There was a note from his girlfriend in a sock.
It was an HOH letter. It wasn't even an HOH letter. It was, I love you.
What did it say? Hope you're doing great. Love you. Cheater! Oh my God! Get this man out of here!
It's the principal. He's cheating.
He's not allowed to know that his girlfriend loves him. That is outside interference. Information, he should be worrying about whether his girlfriend loves him or not.
Like the rest of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Suck it. I don't know. Hold on. Wait, can we just like pause it? Because look, Kevin, you're upset. Okay. Yeah. Can we like work through, can we work through that? Is that something you would be interested in trying to like process?
I can share try and say some words.
Okay. I would love to hear your feelings.
My feelings are that I get paragraphs upon paragraphs from people saying, I've never gotten a call back. How do I get on this show? What do I do? This is my dream. This means so much to me. And I know that sometimes there are extenuating circumstances, but when someone quits the game, it pisses me off. A lot can go wrong. A lot can go wrong. And I think that walking like this, you're defined by that. I don't like what Zach and Ty did. Obviously, Ty might have an entire game and he might have $100,000 at the end of the day to walk away with and a different story. But when you walk out, that's your story. That's your narrative. And I feel badly for the people who could have played. I feel badly for the JMs and the Robs who played till the buzzer. And who knows what would have happened? Because knowing how terrible these house guests are at Big Brother, maybe the vote could have flipped. Who knows? But he walked. And it makes me upset. And the idea that you could go and try to ruin that dream for someone, we all have different lines that we're willing to cross. Thank you, Liana. This feels really good. This is, I needed this. We all have different lines that we're willing to cross. And if different people have different lines, fine. I don't like what they did. It's the action, not the person, but the idea that you're trying to ruin this experience for someone and play production and get someone kicked out of the house, it makes me upset. It makes me really upset because it's a once in a lifetime thing. They don't know that this guy's 23 years old and he's such a joy, such a joy. Let me pause. Sorry.
Hope. You mean hope is such a joy?
Yeah. Hope is
such a joy. I think there's a lot to break down in terms of them just being such poor sports. Because Kevin, you started touching on all of these different components. Like, it's not just Zach walking. It's Zach trying to convince Ty to walk. It's the weird situation where Zach is like, well, we need to walk for the principle of it, but only if you guys don't vote for me to stay. Like, if you vote for me to stay, then I'm like totally cool with Hope never being punished for this. Like, that's fine if I stay. But if I'm going to go, well, then it's the principle of Hope not being punished. It's just this like escalating series of really terrible, poor, disrespectful decisions. And I think that's maybe why, Kevin, like you feel so frustrated, because it's not just the one element. There's like so many different pieces of just blatant disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine a world where anybody watches this episode and goes, nah, Zach's right. Unless they're like already friends with Zach and we know who those people are. hold on though. I'm hearing
Queen's coming to get what's hers.
What's happening? Oh, look who's here.
It's
Taylor Hale. How you doing,
well, hello.
Taylor?
You would think I do nothing but sit here and just watch Taryn's games all day. I promise. I just have to say, I don't believe in quitters. I don't believe in quitters. There are too many people that work way too hard to get people in the position of being in the house, Canada or US. There are too many people whose lifelong dream it is to play the game of Big Brother. I was a recruit. I did my research. I understood how much it means and matters to people to be in that house, to play that game. I went through hell in that house. I didn't even know I was going through hell, but I felt it. And I refused to leave that house because leaving that house meant that I was completely demolishing all the hard work and aspirations of the people who are watching the live feeds, the people who applied, the people whose footsteps I heard behind the walls. It is such a disgrace to walk away from the game. There's a medical situation, that's a different conversation. If you voluntarily leave that house, I have no respect for you. None at all. Eat the dirt. I have none. I have absolutely none of it for you.
Well, Taylor, what you don't understand is that he is an SVP. And he doesn't need Big Brother. So he's a very important, he's basically the Kim Kardashian of Ottawa. So.
Oh, my deepest apologies. let me call Secret Service, the Mounties. Mounties? The Mounties. Who are you all?
Can you, I think for me, the thing that made it that much better or worse, depending on your perspective, was just the blatant attempt at trying to get Ty to go with him.
Oh yeah,
we have like, to walk.
We both agree, right? He says this.
We both got cheated, and that's the hard part for me.
We both got cheated.
Yes,
my game was your game.
My game was your game. So we gotta walk. Mm-hmm. We gotta do it.
Yes. For the principle, we have to walk, you know.
Why are we speaking French? I'm confused. I'm lost.
I'm so glad he had the moment. He's like, wait, isn't this just a game show? What?
Yeah. Yeah. That man got in the DR, stared the camera in the face, and thought, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not going to do this. You go ahead, though. Say hi to home for me. But I need to go read that letter again. I need to go read that letter one more time. I'll be back.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid wore off.
Literally last night, I sat here and said, this is like a horror movie. And Ty is like just like shoving hope in front of the monsters. And this was literally just like, all right, we need to take a stand. Ty, you're with me, right? Ty? Ty? Where'd he go?
Dan S? No? All right, Ty, you're in though, right? Ty? Ty? All right, I'll leave.
Oh, man.
Before it gets too deep. That's all I had to contribute. I was Twitters, but that's on the record, so I'm out. Y'all have fun. Well,
thank you so much.
Taylor. Have a good night.
Man, the queen and the bad boy together on a podcast.
Right?
Who would have guessed it?
And Kevin and Taylor were also here with us.
That was good. That was quick. Yeah,
thank you. It was an honor.
That's good for you. Good work.
Am I the bad boy?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Liana's the bad boy. We are the queen.
Yes, you got it right.
Okay. Good.
Oh, I
feel for the other house guests. Like just living in the house, regular week, regular HOH, regular noms, regular veto. Living in the house is very difficult. You're going to feel the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And then for all this to go down, like poor Big John that he has to go through this pure man.
I mean, this is great for Big John.
I worry about him.
Give me some more. Ty, why didn't you walk? Ty, don't you know it's about the principle of the thing?
Yeah, I'll be like,
can you, Ty, just imagine Zach at the airport right now, all alone. Do you really want to feel alone?
Yeah, aren't you like a big, strong man who stands up for his principles, right? Isn't it about the principle of the thing?
Didn't you wear that man's hat? Like, that means something, you know?
Oh my God.
There is something in every house guest that's a little bit like, all right, a little closer.
My thought here is like, do we think that Ty thought that like they were going to back down or something? Like he went into that diary room with Zach. And then when they're like, okay, hand over your mic, he's like, wait a minute, hold on.
Wait. Too much.
Hold on. Yeah. This is just a game, remember? like, what did he think was going to happen in that room?
Part of Zach's whole argument when, like, him, Dan, and Ty were all together was like, yeah, we all collectively, like, it's like a form of protest. Like, that's how he sort of couched the whole thing. So maybe that's why Ty felt like there could be more power, because it's like, yes, we're going to protest. We're just like the French not taking out your garbage. You will lower our retirement age. Like, he was definitely going to be there, and it was totally going to work, and it was going to be all fine, and they were all going to stay.
Well, it was very clear to me that these guys were thinking along the lines of, you know, again, they put this in their back pocket to when they needed it, right? This is their get out of jail free card. And to them, if they're looking at it like, listen, two people walked from the show, two people got evicted, there's already two people that weren't planned to leave that have left. If we three say we're leaving, there's no show. They have to cancel because they're way off schedule now, right? Let's do that. They'll have to kowtow. But little did they know, no one's going to hold a Big Brother hostage. That's just not going to happen. And they tried it twice. Once in the DR, once in that pantry. Neither time worked.
It's not Big Brother Albania. You can't walk with two people into the bathroom and then they nominate all three of you and you know you're going to survive the public vote. It's not the same.
Yes.
Oh boy. There's so many layers to it too, where it's like you almost forget that this all happened not because like they were like, oh, we need to, you know, make a last minute play. It didn't happen because they found out a thing and they were mad about it. This happened because Hope didn't accept that Hope didn't agree to not use the veto on himself. Like, Ty was so mad at Hope for not using the veto on himself that he was like, how dare you not use the veto on yourself? Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens to Hope Hopington.
Mr. Hopington goes home today.
Yo, we're walking out of this house if they don't
100%.
We walk.
We walk.
100%.
Wild. And the look on these two men's faces when Hope comes out of the diary room the first time, like a child who just told on his older brother, or younger brother, perhaps, and they're watching him get punished, like, and they say,
enjoy it. Ball game.
Enjoy it. Ball game. Oh, getting crushed, Hope. Shouldn't have used that veto on yourself, I guess. Oh.
I'm trying to like process the series of events that actually led us there. So I think like Taryn, I can't believe that this is where it started, right? Like it started because it was like, Hope's not going to use the veto on himself to keep himself in danger. So he's not going to save himself. Okay. Decision number one. So then they tell on him, as you mentioned, for a tiny piece of paper in a sock. So very scandalous.
Cheating,
in fact, which then leads to Hope not getting to play in HOH and losing his vote. Then that's where it feels like it got really out of hand. Right?
I mean, I think just like every step of the way was just them not being able to accept that they lost, right? Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
At the end of the day, like that was like, and we saw that with, you know, like we've seen that play out over the last couple of weeks where like we're controlling the HOH. It's our decision. I am the most successful person in the history of this show.
There's no one in this house that's had more success in the real world than I have. Between you and me, so I successful. Downplay the successes.
And then the second that like Santina starts questioning, the second they start getting questioned by people, they're like, how dare, this is ridiculous. Your behavior is just terrible right now. And that just like, they can't seem to accept that they're not just like controlling the entire house. And then, When it comes to Koozie's HOH, they couldn't accept that they couldn't control it. Koozie says, all right, fine. I'm going to nominate one of you. And Ty was like, no, I refuse to accept that. I'm going to get Hope to not use the veto on himself. Hope refuses to not use the veto on himself. Whatever the double, triple negative that is. He can't accept that. So now they need to punish Hope. And so they need to rat Hope out with this piece of information. And that now Hope's going to leave. Ball game, except production doesn't buy in either and they don't evict Hope. What? Well, fine then. And the only thing they have left to do is literally just walk out of protest, right? Like there's no world where he's able to accept that I just lost. I just can't control this situation. It escalates every step of the way because at every step of the way he's getting denied.
Yeah, well, and that's the funny thing to me is after all of this happens, they're like, nope, we got to walk the principles, whatever. But then they still try one more time to convince people to flip.
Right. And when I forgot.
Yeah, then they still try because, hey, again, if they agree to keep us, screw our principles. It doesn't matter. We're fine. We'll deal with it. Everyone else is wrong. We know the truth. We were there. We've seen it all. We've seen the light. No one agrees to. You know what? We just got to walk now. That's our only choice is to walk. We got to stand for something. I'm very surprised there wasn't a DR that was like, you know, if we don't stand for something, we're laying down for everything or whatever that saying is. All these machismo dudes like to put out there. I don't know. But
if you don't stand for something, Burr, what do you fall for?
That one. Yes, that one. I've heard it many a time from players I don't really mess with like that.
And Hamilton.
Also, you know, there's nothing. I know they thought they were being very hard in that moment, very cool. But Sir Hopington is, you can't say that in the same sentence as being intimidating. I'm sorry. It just does not work. Hopington?
Yeah, I mean, can we talk about that too? Because Ty does the whole thing where you go to some, you hear that you, I've heard that I'm being intimidating toward you. Let me go question you about that. Why am I hearing that I'm intimidating you? Is that true? Do you feel intimidated by me? No. Exactly. That's what I thought.
Mm.
And then, of course, he's going to say, yeah, I just got intimidated by Ty again. What's going on? I just asked you if I was intimidating you and you said no. That's how it works, right? You're not allowed to be intimidated by me anymore.
Well, even in the scene with Koozie, when he's like, I wasn't being intimidating. Koozie's like, are you sure? And then Ty goes, I wasn't being intimidated. He's like, what? Sit down. Why are you standing up? You need to
get low. You need to get smaller.
Exactly. Listen to Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to have anything to do with a physical presence. Just asking somebody, am I intimidating you? When you've heard people say that he feels intimidated. Going up to somebody and asking, am I intimidating you? Is intimidating. Whether you mean to intimidate him or not. And I do believe that Ty meant to be a little intimidating here.
Also, Taryn, if someone says they feel something, you can't invalidate that. You can validate or invalidate facts, but if I say I feel intimidated or I feel sad or I feel happy, there's nothing anyone could say to counter that.
Mm-hmm.
As a brown person, I often get, very easily get kind of painted as you're being kind of aggressive. And I've heard this a lot of times from people I don't know and then from people I love that know me. And in that moment, 10 times out of 10, my voice, without even trying, I go lower. I try very hard to not come off, because now I'm like self-correcting, you know what I mean? Because now I'm in my head about it. The fact that he heard this and then continued to go at it like that, to me was like, bro, that is how is that your move? How is that? In that moment, I shrivel up. I'm like this. I'm like, oh my God, please don't think that of me, because I'm not. I really am not. I'm not trying to be like that. So I just couldn't. I just don't understand it. I don't.
Mm-hmm. I have expected him to just like grab Hope, drag him out of the room and be like, tell everyone that I'm not intimidating you.
Right. That is the classic move. That is genuinely like, and because it usually will happen in a group setting, and it'll be like, hey, to Hope, am I intimidating you? And it's like, what do you expect that person to say?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is intimidated by you, they're not going to admit to it in that situation. If you went up to them and you were like, hey, Hope, I'm so sorry, but I've been hearing that like you felt intimidated, and I'm so sorry if you felt intimidated. Like, I never meant to intimidate you. I really hope that you like, that's how you might approach somebody in that situation, right? And there is, of course, a lot more nuance to it, as Puya was talking about, where it's like, you don't need to apologize for somebody finding you intimidating if it's completely unjustified that they're finding you intimidating. But I think we can all agree that Ty very much meant to intimidate Hope into using the veto the way that he wanted to. And again, not physically, just in the game, just like he was essentially like, well, wait and see what's going to happen to you. When I rat you out with your letter, if you don't use this veto. Let's talk about something a little happier, which was this quote.
So I'm sorry, but your boy's going home and you're next.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I promise you, you're next.
You're a clown.
Yeah, after he's in the other room.
I was so impressed with Koozie in this episode. Her interactions with Zach too, when they have their like big blow up fight in sort of the main hall area, her just being like, why would you bring it up now? Just being a rational human, calling out the hypocrisies that are happening. She was such a fun presence. Very much enjoyed her in tonight's episode.
Yeah, I absolutely love that she doesn't mince words with them. She doesn't stand down from them when they're, trying to pipe up. And then that stunned silence after, she's like, why would you wait till this moment to bring it up? And then we heard nothing, and Zach had to just walk away. Incredible. Incredible. Loved everything. And make no mistake, that wasn't Koozie. That was Big Daddy K out to play. That was incredible.
Yeah, this was...
Welcome to the Pantheon.
I was like, this was again just a moment where I was just like sad, because I was like, Koozie deserves live feeds so much. It's such a travesty that we are not seeing Koozie on live feeds, because she is so good. And yes, absolutely, shout out to Anika, who got in there as well with some hits. And what is the opposite of shout out to Daniel? Because oof.
Ugh.
Seven
couldn't,
oofs.
Couldn't they like campaign till the last minute? You we'll talk about the, what production did. They had to do something. Getting him to lose his vote just from the perspective of Zach and Ty, which is a weird thing to do right now. You actually made some progress in what you want to do. Daniel C is supporting you. He's in this tough position. You're trying to convince other people, like, stay and fight.
Yeah. I mean, I do not think it would have worked. But yes, I agree. Stay and fight. I was actually asked this question on my stream. We assume that not only did he lose his stipend and everything, but also the $5,000 from the veto, I assume is also forfeit, right?
I mean, he left the game, right? I assume so. I assume that $5,000 isn't his anymore. Put that in the prize pot. I make it $105,000. Let's do that. Might as well.
Yeah. Why don't you just give it to Hope, who came in second in that video?
Oh, that'd be so funny. Yeah. So I would like to really quickly talk about Hope. Okay. So here are the things Hope did in this episode. Nothing. Okay. And here's the events that wrapped around Hope. His girlfriend put a note in his sock. He shared that with some of his older brothers in the house. They used it against him. And then by Hope doing nothing, he hooked up the entire house with letters from home. Nice of you, Hope. Very generous. And he sacrificed his own vote in the eviction and HOH next week, which now we know is a whodunit anonymous week. So they know Hope's fine. So Hope actually bought himself a lot of good favor. They're not going to be worried about Hope next week. He's big chilling. And what did he do? Nothing. He did nothing. And look at him reaping all these rewards. Phenomenal.
Yeah, let's hone in on Hope for a second here in this situation, because let's get our thoughts on this out and clear, because I think we're talking about it, but we should make it clear. In my eyes, Hope receiving a letter from his girlfriend that has no outside information whatsoever apart from her own feelings toward him, that he received the day after premiere, which means like, I don't think she even had a chance to watch the show before she sent this letter. So it couldn't even conceivably have any information in it. Mm-hmm. He did not, I assume, ask for it. He might have, but as far as we know, he just received this thing. His crime in the game is that he did not reveal that he had this letter to production right away. So that is the infringement here, mm-hmm. right? In my eyes, that is yes, rule breaking, no, not cheating. And if we're talking about rule breaking, if the rules are you must report contraband from outside the house as soon as you become aware of it, then Zach and Ty are both equally guilty of the exact same thing. In my eyes. Because that is the rule. It doesn't matter what the effect is of like, well, Hope gets to have his letter or whatever the case may be. Like, okay, you let Hope have his letter when he was an ally. Mm-hmm. So you benefited from that. And you benefited from the fact that you weren't ratting him out when that happened, right?
Yeah.
You were playing that game. So again, for me, it's very clear. Hope maybe broke a rule, definitely did not cheat in the game. And quite honestly, I think this punishment, while I think, they were trying to appeal to as much of both sides as possible, is more than I think is necessary for this particular infringement. I think we've seen much worse rule breaking in many versions of Big Brother that have had considerably less punishment than losing a vote and not being able to play in an HOH. So, that's my own personal feeling on it.
I feel very similarly. And then you add the fact in that they knew and didn't say anything. Yes, they're even. Let's say they're even on punishment, all three of them. Then these two tried to use production as strategy, right? They tried to use this as strategy to get this guy out. They held it back as a get out of jail free. If anything, that's worse to me. Again, this is not a letter. This is not an HOH letter that was encoded with secrets and stuff for you to decipher about the house from outside the house. This is a letter from night one. A I love you. I miss you. Sleeping in the bed next to you without you doesn't feel the same. I can't wait to see your face again. You know how many of these letters I've written to Liana after every one of our weekend trips before we moved in with each other? This is standard stuff. And yes, Hope benefits from the mental health benefits of having that letter from home. But then they rectify that by giving everyone else a letter. So now he's on equal grounds. I don't think Hope got a second letter, right? I don't think Hope got a new one, did he?
No,
exactly. So everyone now has that. So that's done. He's lost his vote. Technically, thank you, Zach, for making sure everyone loses their vote this week because no one voted. And then he just doesn't get to compete in the HOH next week. So that's just one thing. But the others didn't get anything and they should be happy for that because they didn't get punished any.
I think something had to be done. Like, I just...
Oh, for sure.
I think the letters... I think giving everyone a letter and making him a have not or making him lose his vote this week, I think that would have been perfectly sufficient. I'm not mad that he lost the ability to play in the HOH, but I do think it was honestly more than was needed. But sorry, go ahead.
I don't know how to exactly like pick what it should have been. It makes sense to me what you said, Puya, that maybe Ty should have lost his vote as well, or something happened to Zach, or none of them be allowed. It also sounds like an advantage to not play in the HOH this week. But like something had to happen. And then the other side of it is maybe it was a disadvantage because you can't turn off your emotions if you're reading a letter.
Okay, I know little of crime. But you know how, like, when there's people who are doing crime together and then one person goes to the government and they're like, hey, I have information on these other people who are doing crime. And then they give a pardon or something to the first person who, like, turned people in.
Immunity.
Yes. Yeah.
They make a deal.
Do you think that's what Ty and Zach were going for? Of, like, if we turn in the crime, that helps us and we get immunity for that?
I think the problem with that is that you need to make the deal. You can't get caught discussing it without having made the deal.
Yeah. Okay, fair. Okay, yeah.
I think their thoughts were, well, this is Hope's contraband, so he'll get kicked out of the house. We might get a slap on the wrist, but we live to fight another day. Genuinely, I think they thought one person's going to go and Hope did more wrong than we did. So he should be the one to go. I think that's where their angle was with all this.
These guys are villains. Like, I don't think people expected this when they casted them, but truly, most of the audience really, really hates them. These are legitimate reality TV villains. I don't know. Like, I had some trolls responding to some of my tweets being like, yeah, like, It felt like one of those people who's really, really wild online, and then they just get people around them. Like, there's something about, I don't know. And I'm not commending it in any way. I don't approve anything, but there's some sort of weird villainous audience hating this that, like, I thought it was a good hour of television.
It was. I mean, like,
no lies detected.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. Because honestly, like, it makes me sad, but also glad, because I'm glad we got something good here, because this was good. Maybe a little overhyped. Like, come on, Larissa. Like,
they had to clickbait us, right? With the scandal, they had to do it. They did.
But this was good television. I'm sad that, like, it's not in the context of a greater season where we know these people more. Like, I'm still like, who even is Claudia at this point? Is she still with Di? I don't know. But
Shania Truthers.
Rise up.
I think it could be so much better. I think this cast is delivering for us both the good and the bad. Luckily, I think we are still getting content. It doesn't change the fact that I think that they, you know, we did a whole podcast with Taylor earlier about the live feeds, but this was absolutely a good hour of television, and I think we have Koozie to thank for that. And this is the one time I'll do it. We have Zach and Ty to thank for it because, you know, they have the absolute gall to, as people who don't even know this show, be like, no, 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 no. We know what should and should not be. And we are going to take a stand. Like, there have been people who have been watching the, at least the Canadian version for 10 years. I think they might be a little better equipped to know exactly what should and shouldn't go, what should and shouldn't fly on this TV show. And a note in a sock on premiere night is not exactly disqualifying behavior in this game. In fact, I bet if you polled the fan base, your behavior alone would be counted as more disqualifying than a note in a sock. So maybe we should chill on the disqualifications.
They're like Chrissy. They read the rule book. They know what's allowed, what's not allowed.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think for me, this was a really interesting, entertaining episode. It's just unfortunately tainted by the quit. So I think that that's just sort of like the biggest thing that's sort of holding me back from like fully embracing this episode. Because let's say Zach gets voted out. For me, this is one of the best episodes of Big Brother that I've seen in a long time, just because of everything that's happening, the way that everybody is reacting to the situation, which is on paper, like the perfect silly Big Brother situation. It's a tiny piece of paper in a sock and the house is exploding. The drama that continued over 3 hours in the afternoon. Like, it's so hype. It's so ridiculous. I just so entertaining, the whole thing. Just unfortunately the quit at the end, I think, is like holding me back a little bit.
See, I think I'm actually on the other end of that spectrum, because this would have what would have made this episode for me is if Ty had also walked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair. It's like we're going divergent. Like, the middle was the worst. Like, either direction is the benefit. Yeah.
Like I get it. Cause I like Kevin, I get it. And Taylor was here. Like, I get it. Like, in terms of the frustration, I mean, the frustration exists. That's part of why there's an emotional reaction to it. It's shameful. Shouldn't do it. The quit is no good. In the same way that the behavior was no good from start to finish. But for me, the fact that he walks from this game is just like, is just the perfect little bookend to his story. And, you know, like I wouldn't have it any other way. He didn't deserve a vote out. Like, this was so much better for me. I was happy about it. And if Ty had gone too, you know, I mean, Ty backing out at the last second was also great. It was Shakespearean. But Ty walking would have also been hilarious. I feel your pain, Kevin. I do.
We'll hear a thing from season 8. We'll hear a thing. I'm just throwing out somebody there who's still engaged with the show. And like, it's an incredible end to the story, but on any show, I hate to see people quit. I hate to see people medevac. I want to see them voted out or evicted in the traditional way. And when that doesn't happen, my heart always breaks, whether it's for them or against them.
And I mean, to sympathize with what Kevin is going through and feeling right now. I mean, you know, we just watched Zach control the first 2 weeks of the game very strongly, so much so that the two people that ended up being the post veto noms were people he wanted out. And they both did go out, but both of them stood up eviction night, gave a plea for their lives through that one last second, you know, shot, hoping it would land. It didn't. They did their goodbyes. They did their hugs with everybody and they exited with grace. For me, Zach quitting again is a slap in the face to anybody who wants to play this game. Obviously, it is unfortunate for the two that left before him who got evicted by his hand only for him to leave, meaning that they left at the hands of a quitter. But also, I'm happy he doesn't get a traditional exit. I'm happy when they do the when you see a YouTube compilation of all the evictions and votes for this season of Big Brother Canada. I'm happy he won't be in that compilation. I'm very okay with that. But it is, again, very upsetting to see. And again, I said this in the beginning of the season. We got one person from Ottawa. I saw who it was and I was like, oh, God. And this was it. This is what we have, Ottawa. This is all we had, Ottawa. Come on now. Ottawa, man. Ottawa. Let's do better. Let's do better next time.
I think that he went from teaching people how to play the game or self-appointed teaching people how to play the game to walking. Bro, that's what?
The game within the game.
The game within the game. Oh my God. I think that part of why I enjoy it so much too is that like with the lack of live feeds, like, you know, in order to enjoy the season, you just need to embrace the mess of it and just like how like terrible it is. And so like when it comes to, is this a slap in the face to the game and to the players? Like, yeah, the whole season is. So like I'm less offended by it for those reasons as well. Man, yeah, it's here we are. What clowns?
You're a clown. You heard what I said.
What clowns we are.
I saw someone in the chat make the point that, it's worse when it affects the HOH's noms. Like Zach would have gone home anyway, and this is just a different way to exit tonight. I mean, I get that. It still irks me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
understandable. I mean,
if Kuzi had put up four people and then Hope was removed like this, I would be coming here scorched earth. Like Kuzi literally got screwed the biggest out of anything. So at the very least, Zach being the one that was going to leave anyway, we'll take. Tie there kind of makes it an easy HOH for the next person, to be honest. So this anonymous week might be a bit of a flop. Because I feel like most people would still probably put him up, right? Maybe.
Well, if anything, like I think public pressure would be there to make you put Ty up, but if you are doing it anonymously, then and Ty's not bad for your game, then that's almost an out to not do it. So,
and no one would know, right?
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
It's kind of like if Gino had an anonymous HOH the week after Kyle's HOH. True. Like, I don't think he's still taking Kyle out of the game, right?
I mean, that's true. If you do not put Ty on that block, everyone's going to assume Ty won HOH, and that's kind of perfect for you. Because they go, oh, Ty got it, then he must have. He's not on the block. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, that's in some ways that scares me because as I was watching this episode, I was like, this is all so good for Kuzi because I can't imagine standing up there and publicly putting Kuzi on the block after the week that she just had, like standing up for the whole house essentially. Just like the public pressure to not do that, to give her at least 1 week, I think would be so strong. But anonymously, it's maybe a little more likely. But, you know, who would do it at this point? I don't know because I haven't seen many feeds.
So here's the thing with the whodunit phrase they're throwing into this. Whodunits typically leave clues and crumbs out for you to figure stuff out. Do we think they're going to leave out clues for these house guests to, like, you know, rummage through, see something, maybe find something to tell them who the HOH is? Because if stuff like that's going to be available, I don't think it's going to be as anonymous. I mean, they're not going to be as comfortable to do so, because if someone puts the clues together, you're kind of done. But if it's like clean anonymous with none of that extraness, then I could see that.
Ooh. I think the only way to make that work is to, I mean, I think that if they do it, it's not going to be, will they find out? It'll be, they find out. You know what I mean? Like when they introduce something out like that, then it's just a matter, like they're going to make sure it happens. Like
someone's going to figure it out.
You know, bum vetoes don't exist anymore in Big Brother Canada. I think that, I mean, I was going to say it doesn't really work because it just negates the entire purpose of the HOH. But then this is Big Brother Canada we're talking about, and they'll play it like it could have failed, but it obviously couldn't have.
Give me just a cheesy, stupid twist week. Like, I want to see some dumbass, excuse my language, punny DRs. I want to see some cringy conversations. I want to see someone in the HOH seat who doesn't really know what they're doing. Just give me like a silly, stupid, fun week to get us back into regular, nice, Mounty territory.
I don't want to go back. Balance. I want to stay
here.
You
want the chaos? You want a self-eviction this week?
Can we get four stocks into that house, please?
Taryn said, I don't want peace. I want problems.
This is the best the show has been this season, and I don't think we're getting better unless we get more socks in that house.
So you want to tie HOH?
What? That's, I did not say that. Is tie a sock? No.
You want to tie HOH. That's the chaos of it all.
I don't know if that would be chaos.
You know, it'd be funny if Hope, whenever Hope wins an HOH this season, if they had a sense of humor, they would make his winner's bag just 18 socks. That would be so funny. Make his winner's goodie bag just socks. That would be jokes.
Oh, man. Maybe that's how they can start sneaking in more of those Wendy's points in the socks that they get in their winner's outfit. And then they're like putting on their little winner's outfit and they're like, oh, my gosh, more Wendy's points.
Can we talk about that, too? Like, is production going to punish themselves on this one? Because they're supposed to be on top of this. Like,
on the job.
Production not doing their job and catching the note in the sock is what put Hope in the moral quandary of like, what do I do? If I tell them, am I going to get in trouble? Should I hide it? That's a position that a player should not be in outside of their control, because you should be doing your job and preventing that from happening.
Because Hope had no intent to break the rules.
Exactly.
Exactly. It was forced upon him. Do they go through and like squeeze every little sock? No. Yes.
Let me very hard to bring anything in.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
It's 16 people with like what, 2-3 suitcases? Yeah, go through every sock. You know, when you're folding laundry, when you're putting your socks from the hamper into the wash, you gotta like unbundle them, right? Just put a hand in there, do a little twirling of the fingers.
They should just wash all the clothes, right?
Why?
Like rewash them, and then but it'll get washed away. So no.
What if you could put it in like a little container to protect it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think of the technology of Ziploc bags.
Or
give
you
me a
stitch
second.
It into something. You got to get those fingers involved. You got to like try it and try all the pieces.
You're going to finger all the socks.
You have to find the notes. Okay. Okay. I don't make the rules up.
Get Jacob on this podcast.
Oh God. Yeah, get the expert on the call. Where is he? Is he on standby?
Oh boy. Okay, I brought him up earlier. We got to talk about Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
If we must, Taryn, take it away.
I mean, I feel like I was sold a bill of goods. I feel like I've been giving Daniel the benefit of the doubt for a little while here. I'm like, okay, people keep saying that he's emotionally attached to Zach, but I'm not going to put that on him. I can see where it's good for his game to want Zach around. And then even in that moment when things were blown up and he was like, guys, let's both calm down. I was like, dude, what do you mean both? But I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's just overwhelming in the moment. He's just trying to settle things down. He's going to regret not standing up in this moment for Guzzi and Anika. And then when we get to him being like, nah, I still can't vote him out. I was just like,
he's not going to stay. Benefit.
No more doubt.
It's gone.
There's no more. Yeah. There's no more train. It's everybody's off.
Mm-hmm. He's latched. Yeah. It's yeah.
No. Yeah. I said this on Twitter, but even if your argument is that technically Zach is good for Daniel's game and him voting out Zach is bad for his game, after the outburst in front of the whole house, after Zach sunk his ship so much that outside of him miraculously staying and winning HOH to live one more week, You have no reason to keep this man in the house. If he stays, he's going to go after Koozie, who has put him on the block, who is one of your allies as well. You, Koozie, and Anika are working together. You don't want that to be a problem. And that is the ship that'll give you more longevity than the Zach ship. Best case, Zach wins HOH this week. If Ty doesn't win the next one, he's gone anyway. So he's on a need to win comps basis for like the longest time. Whereas you have something you can foster and build here with Koozie and with Anika that can get you somewhere. And that's what you need to do. You need to put all of your trust in them. You need to put all of your time now to reinforce those relationships going into the next phase of this game. Zach is gone. You need to let him go. Daniel, stand up. Stand up, Daniel. What is this? For Zach? For Zach?
There's a difference between someone talks to you and they're your ally. Like, recognizing that difference between they are my friend versus are they actually my ally and do they actually care about me in a game sense? Daniel, like, look, see the forest through the trees, buddy. Flop.
It might be that it's that thing where it's the house target, but I feel like at that point, once he's up, you just gotta, like, you know what's an amazing position to be in? Going to the final six with that group of five girls alliance for Daniel. Like, that's a really nice position. It's like he's shown that he's sort of in the middle of the pack in comps thus far. Like, he'll probably be good at the mental stuff. That would be great for him. Not with mm-hmm. Zach and whoever else.
And he's in a great position within that group. When we saw the DRs last week, both Shania and Renee were like, I've got a secret thing with Daniel.
Yes.
Which means that, like, he is better positioned than both Koozie and Anika with those women. And yes, if Zach had stayed and Ty had left instead, that would have been even better for him. But once all of this goes down, you cannot go down with that ship. And in this episode, from what I could gather, because again, it's edited, but like from what I could gather, it seemed as though he was fully admitting, I know he's going to leave. I just can't vote against him. Yeah. Like, that was his argument to Koozie, was like, why does my vote matter? Why can't you just let me not vote him out? And Koozie was like, well, it might matter. And I don't think Koozie believed that. I don't think anybody believed that. But like, that's my point. Like this is clearly not game. If you're just like, I need to, Zach's not on the jury. Like, why are you sinking your ship here? And I will give this a benefit of the doubt. This is an edit. And you know, he, who knows, maybe we just needed more conflict in this particular moment, but man, I don't think there's any way throughout this that we can say that he was, like, you know, doing the right thing, both strategically and sort of morally, I guess.
He's in it for the Wendy's points. Yeah.
And he wanted the bequeathment.
Yeah.
Ty's obviously going to get those points. I don't know what he's thinking.
What about DJ Dan? Every time he was with
Zach, my God.
Ty, I was like, dude, get out of there. Like, what are you doing?
Dan in the storage room when they first bring it up.
He's like, what vote?
He's just there, like, they with it, like, yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, let's get him. Let's wait until the thing. Let's do this. All right. What's the thing? Oh, these. Wait, he's cheating? Wow.
It was at this moment he knew he effed up. It was so funny. The fact that they don't even bring up Dan as part of the quit brigade by the end just shows that at least he said, I'm not doing it enough, that they like let him go.
You know, he lands in the game, Zach tried to orchestrate a walkout for like the entire group of them, right? Like, Zach's mind. Like, half the house walks out because of this, because they're so offended. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't even get Ty.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game show. Like, what? I can't. I'm an extremely competitive person. Like, that's clear. I'm playing hard, but also this is such. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun in there. It's a stupid little manner themes. It's not True Detective. Knives Out. Like, come on,
Kevin. We know. We saw you did. You did try to quit that one time. Don't Don't act like you weren't about to leave the door.
Sexy Moose told me to.
All right. Well, that's understandable. All right. Okay. Do we think this was all one elaborate Marsha the Moose task?
Yeah.
No?
Marsha the Moose wouldn't stand for this, for this mess.
Let's be clear, though. Dan, from what we saw, did not like jump ship in that backyard conversation. He was like, yeah, I trust Shania and Zach the most. And was like, yeah, let's do this. Let's keep Zach. At least that's what it seemed like. I did think it was funny when that was just one of those. I feel like there was a small part of this I could relate to because I was a kid, surprise, surprise, never got in trouble as a kid. So I was always mortified at the thought of getting in trouble. And like the idea of like being with a group of people that did something wrong and not realizing they did something wrong, but they're getting in trouble for it. But you're in that group standing there when like Aaron was talking over the loudspeaker and she was like in the storage room. Zach, Ty, and Dan all talked about this. I was like, oh, no, I didn't know what I was talking like. I never said it like that. It would have been me. I'm not a part of this. What do you mean?
That's okay. I'm like genuinely convinced that like Dan does not know what planet he's on. So I think he like maybe didn't process that they were talking about him when they went over the speakers. You know, so like he's fine. I'm sure he's not gonna have the same freak out, Taryn.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Dan. We talked about Koozie. Should we talk about Claudia? What do we think is going on here with Claudia? Because we saw in the episode, mm-hmm. she said she feels like they're being controlling. We've seen her say before she's not feeling Ty anymore. Body language is kind of saying a different thing occasionally. I think there was a deleted scene where yes. it seemed like perhaps things might have ended at some point, but we don't know exactly when that deleted scene was, right, Puya?
Yeah, we don't know if it's before what we saw in the episode here or not, but I think all signs are showing that she's going to be distancing herself from him, especially more now than ever. I think it's just in that moment, you know, with Daniel, I'm like, you've only known Zach for 2 weeks. And granted, we've talked about how relationships in the Big Brother house multiply by 100 because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're playing this high intensive game. But these two had a romantic connection. And I think that's still hard to, you know, even if in the house you're like, I think I should do my own thing. It's still a comfort that you've known in the house, you know? So it's going to be hard to shake that feeling of that closeness. You know, it's a whole cuddle buddy right there. So I'm leaning towards Claudia's probably trying to distance herself, but as long as Ty's in the house, they're still going to be like comfortable with each other in a way. You know what I mean? Is what I think.
Yeah, this is like a new era of Big Brother where women are in a showman's with a guy that they have to be like, whoa.
It's like, oof.
We just had that with BB24.
Yeah. Leon, what do you say?
Well, I think what we didn't really see is kind of the aftermath of after Zach leaving, right? So we sort of have everything up until that. So we see like when Ty, the only thing we see afterwards is Zach leaves, Ty comes back into the house, he's reading his letter, and then that's where we see Claudia and is like kind of hugging him, right? That was that moment. So
yeah, when he comes back in,
exactly, to like read the letter. So we mm-hmm. do see, you know, some physical interaction and closeness and comforting going on there. But that was just right after this whole thing happened. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see then how things and this whole incident actually change the structure or the makeup of the game at all.
Yeah. It's so because one of the things I was thinking about in the middle of this was like, This kind of sucks for Claudia, the idea that Ty might leave, because Ty is so valuable to Claudia in the game. In the same way that like Zach was kind of valuable to Daniel, much more so Claudia and Ty, because Ty is never going to target Claudia. He's always going to be a target ahead of Claudia, or should be at least, or at least could be. You never know, but... And he's going to win comps. He's going to just do things and he's never going to come at her. And he's probably going to do things that benefit her because who, where else is he going to go? Or at least you'd hope so. So there is this sort of like, okay, well, I don't actually want him to leave, but also I don't know if I want to be with this guy anymore. So it's like, it's a tricky thing, you know, both emotionally and strategically. There's a lot of stuff going on there. This is definitely something where like, I would love to have more content, live feeds to know what's going on in her head, with all of this, because from what we've heard from her in the diary rooms, and even in talking to other women in the house, like it seems like she knows what she's doing. The only thing that doesn't seem like she knows what she's doing is that she was with him in the first place. So, beyond that, I think we can have a little bit of hope in Claudia.
She's in a decent position. Like she seems to be making
a very good one.
Good game decisions. She seems to have a lot of people who also rely on her as kind of their leader. I mean, if she wants to keep Ty around, I wouldn't be surprised, which we don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him stick around for a bit. Like, yeah, he's target number one and is probably the most likely person to be gone the next couple weeks. But that's why I'm also happy that he stayed. I don't want to see anyone walk ever. And as much as I dislike what he did, you can change the narrative. It's a long season. Just because you did something bad or wrong doesn't mean that you're a bad or wrong person. And I know that based on what we've seen, I don't think this guy's going to become like the hero of the season, but he might win the game.
Do we think he has a chance to win the game after this? Do we think he could get votes?
I think you can recover from this. Right. I think
it's pretty early still. Yeah,
I think it's early. I think the fact that this was over a very short period of time, very much a whirlwind kind of situation. And if after the fact you kind of be like, look, I came to my senses, go on an apology tour, talk about Zach being the bad influence, throw him under the bus if you need to. I think that there's a lot of outs where if you're Ty, you can rebuild your relationships with people in the house. And this isn't a death to your game. And especially if you have the benefit of this whodunit twist with, you know, that potentially keeping you off the block. But I think if you take action now, that could be very helpful and really repair his game.
Yeah. It's not over till you're out the door.
He exactly. is his own worst enemy. If he's on this road to redemption, he has to A, want it, B, recognize where he went wrong, C, do some self-reflection to see how he's been approaching it and how why people feel the way they feel about him, 4, apologize for those things, 5, through action and behavior in the house, make the house feel comfortable and confident that he is truly changed or he is truly trying. Does he do all these 5 things? Does he want all these 5 things? We don't know that at the moment.
Yep.
Given what we've seen so far, I'm personally not confident that he'll be able to pull it off, but like Liana said, like Kevin said, it is not impossible. It could happen, but I don't see it.
Yeah. When you listed those 5 things, I was like, okay. So when you put it that way, no, he doesn't.
Too many things. Too many things. And that would involve him putting his pride aside, which, you know, so we'll see.
Right.
Well, what's Santina going to do? Does she have allies?
I have no idea. I mean, the last time we saw her, she didn't. But like, it's been like a week, basically. I have no idea what she's been doing this whole time. Is she going to go back to Ty? Is she going to try and get in with the women? I have no idea.
Okay, wait. Can we just for like the timeline of everything? Because this all happened the day after the veto ceremony, the day of the veto ceremony.
I think it was the.
Which is like,
it was like 12:04 p.m., right? So.
Yeah.
Were they wearing the same clothes as the.
You would have to go back
ceremony?
And look.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because, yeah, I mean, that's then. Okay, let's say that happened Monday.
I think it was Monday because they shut everything down after that, right? So maybe Monday.
Yeah, so well, we didn't see anything from Monday on the drop. The last we saw was Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So if all this went down Monday, it's Thursday. That's a lot of days of stuff that like has been going on theoretically. Did they play the HOH on, like, did they wait? Did they play the HOH today? Did the HOH get moved up? No, I don't know. Probably not. Like, what?
I don't think so.
Well, I think he left on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Last night. Okay. So he did, like, okay. So it didn't all happen one day. So it was like the big fight. And then he left yesterday on Wednesday.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Monday drama, Tuesday let's try and get all the votes, Wednesday wah, no votes, we leave.
And then theoretically they I assume they taped tonight's show today at the normal time.
Right.
And they probably just went ahead with schedule and they just had like a day of limbo after he left.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Kind of get everyone worked up, paranoid right before you tell them, "Hey, it's anonymous, you won't know anything. Good luck."
Okay. So, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think Santina, you know, to go back to Santina, this was a good situation for her. I think she I don't know who her allies are, but I think she could have scooped one or two people up maybe, or still is kind of like
scooped her up.
Like, yeah, they scooped her up. Exactly. Or she's like the backup plan for nearly everybody. So one or two things could be true here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would say, again, obviously no spoilers to talk about. So
nothing for you.
We will try to talk tomorrow. If there is a drop, we will ideally be going live at the normal time, 3 p.m. Eastern, to talk about what we see in the drop. However, just be aware, we might not know who the HOH is, depending on what they decide to show us, considering the HOH is likely to be anonymous. Which means even less likely that we will find out what the plans for the nominations are. So we will do our best. For all we know, there might not even be a drop tomorrow. Who knows what it will look like. Maybe they just decide to take the whole week off and then they come back on Monday or something along those lines. So we'll do our best with all of that. But is there anything else we should talk about from this episode? Did we miss anything?
I think Jonathan pledged loyalty to Hope.
Jonathan and Hope, the Cure Bros.
Awkward handshake thing where they like missed like the high five. It was very cute.
The Disgusting Brothers, I think they called themselves.
How do you feel, Kevin? Do you feel any better?
Yeah, this was kind of cathartic. Okay. I thanks, Liana. I liked what Taryn said earlier about it being like a good ending to the Zach story. It really is. It was good TV. I just never, it's incongruent with me never wanting to see somebody leave without doing it the regular way.
Fair. Yeah.
All right, well, there it is. That's where we're at tonight. I'm honestly so happy that we're getting something here with this season. So thank you all for joining us. Hopefully you've enjoyed the night of Big Brother that we got here. If you didn't watch the podcast I recorded earlier with Taylor, definitely check it out. I thought it was really great because Taylor was in it. And she just has like all of the smartest and best things to say. So check that out. Like I said, drop tomorrow, potentially. If not, we'll see. We'll be back on Monday, or try to be, with a stock plot where we might not have any idea with what's going on. So you can tune in for that. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we'll be back with some more episodes. Check out the Survivor Stock Watch that I'll be recording as well. If you want to, I mean, Survivor was also a bit of a mess, but in a good way, I think. Yesterday. So you can check all of that stuff out. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I watched this episode live and it was a grand old time. And you know, be playing games, dropping Among Us videos over on YouTube, all that good stuff. Kevin, what do you got going on?
I'm quite busy, but here are a couple highlights. In my Twitter pinned tweet at Kevin Ted Jacobs on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, I posted the weirdest thing ever. No one got that it was a joke. It's me making chicken. Don't look at it. My pinned tweet on Twitter is my newsletter. I'm going to write it tonight because I need to write. I'm sure I'll be unpacking a lot of this there. Just unrelated, Australian Survivor ended. If you're looking for a great season of reality TV, I would watch this most recent one. And I think Monday is, I think, Taryn Armstrong's birthday, which is a holiday in my household. So we're going to be celebrating that too.
Yes.
What are your traditions for celebrating this universal holiday?
We like to go through the years and look at live feed updates on this. We have a wheel. We spin it. And it'll give us the season.
Okay.
It'll be like every season ever. Since Taryn started, and then it'll give a date on that season. So then you just go, you watch the update, and then there are about 10 of us that get together. Aww. We all reenact everything from that update. And like everybody takes a couple hours to study the house guests that they're being. So it's a really special day once
again. It actually sounds amazing.
That's what's going on in Taryn's head when he does the live feed update.
That'd be great. Cause that's like a video Melissa would make, and it would just kill.
Yeah. We'll film it. We'll do a live feed of it.
Perfect.
Oh boy. All right. Well, check that out for when Kevin creates those videos. Puya, what do you got going on?
Oh, people can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. They can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. We'll be live later tonight. So find me there if you want to chat some more. 90 Day Fiance podcast has been going great. I had Jason Reed on with me this week. Liana and I will be recording the Masked Singer podcast for this week's episode tomorrow. So you'll get that over the weekend. Enjoy that. My lovely partner in crime in all podcasting, Chappelle, and I talk about Bel Air on post-show recaps. We had a fun time with that. We will be recording episode 6 later this weekend. And you can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/Puyaism. I've been working on some projects there. Check them out.
All right. And Liana?
Sorry, I'm watching Kevin's TikTok about making chicken.
I tried to open it too.
I do recommend.
Million told me not to post it.
Okay. So yes, you can follow me on TikTok at Kevin Ten Jacobs making chicken. No. I am, oh my God, yeah, Masked Singer, Drag Race is going on. If you want to catch up with the coverage that we're doing there, we're almost to the end of that season, which is absolutely wild. And then Mike and I are going to be back talking about this Survivor episode. All I want to do is just read the quotes from the episode because it was just so iconic, so many fantastic lines, and look forward to all that. You can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us on this momentous night. I hope you all keep a close eye on your socks, and we will see you next time.
So I'm sorry, but your boy's going home and you're next.
Yeah.
I promise you, you're next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.